This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call.
Damn it, I want a monkey in this studio.
Kevin, Katie, and Ray on 106.5 The End.
In South Carolina, a woman was pulled over and arrested after what police officers say they received a call about a suspicious person. Well, the suspicious person was a 25-year-old that appeared to be intoxicated under the influence of a narcotic at the time. Ooh. But she was not arrested for DUI. The reason was because of the vehicle she was driving. It wasn't an actual vehicle. It was a toy Power Wheel. it was a silver Power Wheels truck that she was driving. And technically, since it's not a vehicle, you can't be pulled over and arrested for DUI. Because it's not an actual vehicle. It's a toy. It's classified as a toy.
Oh, but it moves. Okay. But it moves on its own.
I'm sure the law says that for it to be classified as a vehicle, it has to maybe go a certain speed.
Like it's not considered an actual mode of transportation.
Right. Now, you can get a DUI on a bike because...
You can get a DUI in a golf cart.
Right.
You can get a DUI on a horse.
Oh, a horse. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can get a DUI on a golf cart, too?
Yep.
Oh, man.
But for some reason, she was just arrested for public intoxication, and she was driving a silver Power Wheels truck, which... max speed has got to be 5 miles an hour,
yeah.
If that.
Now, obviously, the fact that she was on a narcotic, not good. But the idea of having a couple pops and then driving around your neighborhood in a Power Wheel as an adult while your friends cheer you on, or if you're rich and have two Power Wheels trying to race them.
I mean, that sounds great.
It sounds great.
Minus the narcotics.
Yeah.
But I still don't understand why she didn't get charged for a DUI on a Power Wheels, but I could get charged for a DUI on a bike. Can you get charged for a DUI on a scooter? Not a motorized scooter, like if I'm pushing a scooter. That is just as much as a toy.
Oh, like a razor scooter?
Like what you and I have. Yeah,
right.
Razor scooters.
I mean,
I don't know.
I do not recommend being drunk on a Razor scooter. I can barely do it sober.
Dangerous.
Oh,
listen,
my God.
Okay, you can now be charged with the DUI while operating a scooter.
This is getting out of control.
You can still probably go faster on like a grown-up Razor scooter than you can in a Power Wheel. And you can control the speed. The Power Wheel controls it for you.
But I don't understand. Is it just speed? Because that seems stupid.
It does seem like you could drive a Power Wheel into traffic.
It seems like I could probably go even faster on a sled. Can I get a DUI on a sled?
Oh, that's a great question.
I'm not advocating for more DUIs. I kind of am. But not in motorized vehicles. Obviously, that's terrible. I mean... a Power Wheel is more of a motorized vehicle than a bicycle. There's no motor on a bicycle.
Right.
They're gears. But a Power Wheel has an actual motor. It's an electric battery, but it's got... I mean, does anybody know? Call 766-1065. If you're a cop or a lawyer, call us up. Because these are legitimate questions we need to get to the bottom of because the weekend is coming up.
Right.
We'd like some clarification on this. Or you can text us at 73389.
Now, I put my lawyer hat on.
Yes. Oh, good.
And turned to my co-counsel, Google. And Google says that you can be held personally liable for injuries if you are sledding intoxicated.
But that seems civil.
But you can't necessarily be charged with a DUI.
On a sled.
On a sled.
So you're not breaking the law.
Even though you can go way faster on a sled than you can on a scooter.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, that is true.
So it can't just be a speed thing. It just can't be.
Where's the line?
What if you were in the snow and being towed behind someone and you were in the sled that was being towed? But I mean, speed plays a factor in that.
And you're drunk, but the person towing you is not drunk?
Right.
I think that's fine.
I don't know.
Where's the line?
Why is it such a gray area all of a sudden?
Probably because the powers that be never thought to themselves, some drunk ass bitch is going to get in a power wheel. Guys, we got to make a law for it.
And you can't get a DUI on a horse?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. The horse is in control.
By the way, as part of the incident report, the police said that she was riding the Power Wheels truck as part of a scavenger hunt.
This sounds awesome!
Minus the narcotics.
Minus the narcotics.
And then she said, quote, she wanted to be a professional wrestler like her father because this is how to do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.